The first thing I saw when we banged out through the north door was that rectangle of yellow canvas. It was lying on the ground, full of water and floating lumps of slush. Then the water on the path started pouring in through my sneakers, and I forgot all about sightseeing. It was freezing. The rain drove down on my exposed skin in needles that were not quite ice. In Bennett's Run, the water was ankle deep, and my feet went from cold to numb. Skip slipped, and I grabbed his arm. Nate steadied us both from behind and kept us from tumbling over backward. Ahead of us, I could hear a nasty sound that was half coughing and half choking. Stoke lay in the water like a sodden log, his duffel coat floating around his body and those masses of black hair floating around his face. The cough was deep and bronchial. Fine droplets sprayed from his lips with each gagging, choking outburst. One of his crutches lay next to him, caught between his arm and his side. The other was floating away in the direction of Bennett Hall. Water slopped over Stokes's pale face. His coughing took on a strangled, gargling quality. His eyes stared straight up into the rain and fog. He gave no sign that he heard us coming, but when I knelt on one side of him and Skip on the other, he tried to beat us away with his hands. Water ran into his mouth, and he began to thrash. He was drowning in front of us. I no longer felt like laughing, but I might still have been doing it. At first they were joking, Carol said. At first they were joking. Put on the radio, Pete. I like the oldies. Pick him up, Skip said, and grabbed one of Stoke's shoulders. Stoke slapped at him weakly with one wax dummy hand. Skip ignored this, might not have even felt it. Hurry up, for Christ's sake. I grabbed Stoke's other shoulder. He splashed water in my face as though we were fucking around in someone's backyard pool. I had thought he'd be as cold as I was, but there was a sickish heat coming off his skin. I looked across his waterlogged body to Skip. Skip nodded back at me. Ready, set, now. We heaved. Stoke came partly out of the water, from the waist up, but that was all. I was astounded by the weight of him. His shirt had come untucked from his pants and floated around his middle like a ballerina's tutu. Below it, I could see his white skin and the black bullet hole of his navel. There were scars there, too, healed scars, wavering every which way like snarls of knotted string. Help out, Nady! Skip grunted. Prop him up, for fuck's sake! Nate dropped to his knees, splashing all three of us, and grabbed Stoke in a kind of backwards hug. We struggled to get him all the way up and out of the soup, but the slush on the bricks kept us off balance, made it impossible for us to work together. And Stoke, although still coughing and half-drowned, was also working against us, struggling as best he could to be free of us. Stoke wanted to go back in the water.